Om Shanti. So today, the theme for this evening is becoming the master of the mind and the intellect. I was contemplating and churning on this theme, and the first thought which came to my mind was about our first lesson. There is not even a single Murli in which Baba does not speak about the first lesson, and that too a number of times. And in fact, our first lesson, as Baba has told, is our last lesson too. It is the foundation of our spiritual life, but at the same time, it is the destination. And this is why we need to make this foundation so strong, so deep, that it enables us to reach our aim, our destination. When just we listen that I am a soul, it seems so simple. But actually, in this one simple phrase, such a depth is included, which we need to realize. This is the first lesson which enables us to learn many other lessons of our spiritual journey. For example, unless I learn this lesson, who am I? I can't learn the lesson of balance. The moment I am told that I am a soul, in fact, Baba wants to teach us with this phrase that you have to keep the balance of spiritual and physical, the soul and the body, the spiritual responsibilities and physical responsibilities. But if I have not realized deeply, who am I? I know, who am I? But if I have not realized deeply, I have not gone in that depth, I will not be able to maintain this balance. And as Baba says, that if there is no balance, there is no bliss. So if I am not able to maintain the balance, and out of all other balances, this is the first one, the balance of spirituality and physical, spiritual life and physical life, soul and body, I will not be able to experience bliss. And bliss is the experience which the soul gets only at the confluence age, at no other part in the whole drama cycle. And then secondly, it is this lesson which takes our awareness from limited to unlimited. If we don't learn this lesson, we still remain in limited. Our vision remains limited. Our attitude remains limited. And therefore, whatever we do for limited, limited gains. We don't become unlimited. We see everything and we perceive everything with a limited vision. But when we realize this, who am I? You know, then we become unlimited. Why Baba is unlimited? Because he is always in this awareness, constantly. This is why he is unlimited. He is called the world benefactor because he is always in this awareness that who is he. So we can change, transform from limited to unlimited by this awareness, by this realization, who am I? Then further, the thirdly, from impure being to a pure being, we become only having understood this lesson. If we see the entire drama, what was the cause of the fall of the soul? Why the soul became trapped in the vices? Because it forgot itself. Yes, it became body conscious. So if I want to return to my original stage of purity, I have to learn deeply this lesson of who am I. Without that, I will be only struggling and fighting with vices. After becoming a Brahman, if we are still, you know, fighting with vices, it itself says that we have not yet understood who am I. Yes, theoretically we have understood, but actually we have not understood. We have not realized it. Or we have, but realized it to some extent only, to a little degree, not 200%. Then further, it is this lesson which awakens us from the sleep of ignorance, and it transforms us from the state of a beggar to a state when we have the right. We were all the time begging, at least from God, "Oh God, give me peace. Oh God, give me power. Oh God, liberate me from my sins." But now, having understood this, we don't beg. We know that we have right over peace, over power, over purity, over love and so on. So in the same way, it is this lesson or this understanding which transforms us from the state of a slave to the state of a master. Without knowing this, without having this understanding, we were the slaves of our own body, the slaves of our own mind, our own sanskars, habits, slaves of, you know, we can say the slaves of intellect also, because intellect actually had become the slave of the mind. As a soul, we know that the soul has these three powers of mind, intellect and sanskars, but actually intellect was almost dead. The mind was ruling fully the intellect. And we were dancing on the tune of the mind, which was playing according to our old sanskars. The intellect was not working at all, and intellect was under the slavery of the mind to such an extent that even intellect was deceiving us. Not only mind was deceiving us, but even the intellect was deceiving us. We were in the slavery of the mind. And so people in the world continue to say this, that the mind is the ruler of the sense organs. Because they don't realize that intellect is even above the mind. intellect went below the mind. You know, mind was ruling the intellect. And this is why when Baba comes, he says that I give the first gift to my children. And that gift is, which one? Divine intellect. Divine intellect. You know, unless we learn to use this gift of divine intellect, we can't become the masters of our mind and intellect, which was the past one, the mind and intellect or body consciousness. You understand this? So only the divine intellect can enable us to become the master of our mind and intellect of body consciousness. And so this is why we need to understand what is the difference between that intellect which we had before we became Baba's children and the intellect which Baba has bestowed upon us as a gift, the divine intellect. And what is divine intellect? As I understand it, you know, divine intellect means the recognition of time. If I recognize the time, I can listen to the call of time. And if I am not able to listen to the call of time, it means I am not using my divine intellect. If I am wasting my time, if I am wasting my thoughts, my breath, or anything, any for that matter, even any material thing, that means I don't listen to the call of time, means I have not recognized the time, which time of this entire drama this is. So recognizing the time means, or listening to the call of time means, I am also able to listen to the call of God. And I am able to listen to the call of my own conscience. Baba many times says, don't you listen to the call of bhagats. Don't you listen to the cries of sorrowful and peaceless souls. What does Baba want to say? Do you realize what is your responsibility at this time? So if I recognize the time, if I am able to listen to the call of time, if I am able to listen to the call of God and my own conscience, then I realize what is my role at this time. Not these, you know, limited roles which we play, but that unlimited role. Even if I am doing a very small part somewhere, very minute position I am occupying, but what is my main role in this drama at this time? This is to be realized. And so if I use this divine intellect, then I am able to become the master of my mind and intellect. I can teach them where to go and where not to go. Otherwise, I give them freedom. Wherever they want to go, they go. I don't keep them under my control. So you understand this point? That how to become the master of your mind and intellect. Then, in today's Murli, you know, Baba gave so many methods how to become the master of your mind and intellect. The first thing which Baba told was that you are a spiritual warrior. Your war is with Maya. And what is this war? Maya tries to tempt you and pull you in different directions. Maya tries to take your mind and intellect to different directions. But because you are at war with Maya, your aim is not to be tempted, but to reach your aim, your destination. And you give a target to your mind, to your intellect, go there. No matter how many temptations, allurements are there around, but nothing can tempt me. I have a focus. And I listen to the command of my commander, as Baba said today, that as a spiritual warrior, can you stabilize your mind and intellect in that stage as your commander wants? Like a physical warrior, when it is said to shoot, he will shoot. Stop, stop. Turn to the right, right. So do I listen to the command of my commander, that is Baba, and do I sometimes myself become a commander and do the self-training? I learn how to hit the target. And my target is, Baba has given us 3-4 targets, depending upon the need of the time. Baba says, either remember me, or remember your home, or remember the inheritance, the kingdom. Yes, this is our target. Or the fourth one is, because we are karma yogis, we have to do service. Yes, do karma, perform actions. You have to do the service, but do service while being stabilized in your original stage. And my original stage is that I am a soul. My original stage is, according to present time, I am a yogi. I am a tapasvi. Perform actions in this stage. And the moment the action is over, again go back. Go back to your aim. So, if I remember this, who am I? I am a spiritual warrior. Our war with Maya is not just war with vices. Maya, what is Maya? Anything which is against God is Maya. If this body pulls my attention, this body becomes Maya. You understand? If anything takes me away from God, this is Maya. Maya is not just vices. The task of Maya is to take us away from God. Oh, yesterday Baba said in the Murli that the religious gatherings on the path of bhakti, in Hindi people call it satsang. Literally it means the company of truth. Satsang. Sat means truth, sang means company. So the religious gatherings in Bharat, they call satsang, And Baba said yesterday, it is not satsang, it is the sang of Maya, company of Maya. Why? Because that company also does not take us close to God. We go far and far away. Though we are talking about God, but we are not coming close to God because we do not know who is He. So even that company, Baba said, it is a company of Maya. If we are talking among each other and talking, our content of our conversation is such which takes us away from Baba, this is Maya. Seemingly it is a good company, it is a company of Brahmins. But if it is taking us away from God, it is Maya. My aim is, my intellect should be focused towards my aim. I just see Baba. Now, can you see Baba? Can you see? Yes? Seeing? Where is your intellect? Focused? Nothing, nothing around. Just Baba in your vision. Yes, are you seeing? Where is Baba? In Paramdham. I am focused. I see nothing except Baba, that point of divine light in Paramdham, in the world of light. And I remain there in that stage. My vision is focused on Baba as much as I want. I am the master. I am the master of my mind and intellect. I say to my mind, be there. First I take my intellect there, because if my intellect goes there, the mind will automatically go. There is no other thought except one. That's all, Baba. Baba in Paramdham. And then, if I want to come in another stage, I give a direction to my intellect. Okay, now come down. Become engaged in action. So when I come down from there to perform some actions, I perform the action, but consciously, my conscience is still there. I know I have incarnated from there, from Paramdham, entered this body to perform the action. And the task of an incarnation is to perform the action and to go back, not to stay. Like Baba comes, speaks the murli, gives drishti, meets the children and goes. Does not stay. comes and goes. So I come and I go. Because I am originally from there. So therefore, what is needed is just this awareness. Who am I? I am a spiritual warrior. At this most auspicious time, when I have to transform this world from hell to heaven, I have declared a war with Maya. Maya can't pull me. That means my mind and my intellect will remain only there, only with Baba. So this was the first yukti which Baba gave today to become the master of your mind and intellect. You know? Even if we have to, if we see Maya in the form of vices, for example, for that we use the weapons of knowledge and yoga. But the question is, where knowledge and yoga are, remain? Where do we have the arrows of knowledge? Where? In the intellect. If my intellect is not in my control, so from where I will find the arrows of knowledge to fight with Maya? It is the intellect which will have these arrows. So therefore, first thing I need to remember this, that I am a spiritual warrior. The second thing which Baba said today, you are knowledgeful. You are knowledgeful. And knowledgeful means, what did Baba say? Who remembers? What does it mean by becoming knowledgeful? Knowledgeful means when I know what to do according to the present time. And what not to do. What is the benefit if I do it? And what will be the loss if I do not do it? This is knowledgeful. So again, the awareness of the time and the actions, what I should do according to the time, that is knowledgeful. Knowledgeful does not only mean that I know, you know, three worlds and the cycle and the Kalpa tree and soul and supreme soul and so on. No. This is knowledgeful. What to do and when to do. What is the need of the time? So, do I understand what will be the benefit if I train my mind and intellect according to Baba's direction? Today we were meeting Dadi Gulzar. We asked her a question. Baba says about giving sakash. How to give sakash? How to do that? It is the time to give sakash. And Dadi said that if, whether you have to give sakash to one soul, it's because it is a special reason, or you have to give sakash to the souls of the entire world, because this is the time when the souls of the entire world need peace, power, purity. So we have to give sakash to everyone. And even if we have to give to a group of souls or a one soul, the method for that is, first of all, you have to sit on the seat of self-respect. And for giving Sakash, what is the self-respect? The self-respect for that time is, I am world benefactor, for example. Or, I am the giver of peace. Or, I am Master Almighty. Yes? But then, Dadi asked this question, do you know what does it mean to sit on the seat of self-respect? Do you know how to sit on the seat of self-respect? It's not a physical seat. How do I sit on that seat? How to do? What to do for that? So, in one of the Murlis, Baba was saying, revise, repeat, 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 until you realize. You don't realize something because you don't revise. So if you keep on revising with that feeling, I am the world benefactor, for example. And if I am world benefactor, means that in my actions, it will be visible. I cannot have any negative feeling for anybody. For my own self. I cannot have bad wishes. Leave aside doing something negative for bringing some harm to somebody. So I have to revise it with myself. I have to become my own teacher. So in the same way here, when I say that what I need to do, I have to be in that state of, you know, connection with Baba. This is the time. What will be the benefit in it? Dadi continued that like the sun shines in the sky, the sun does not need to think to send the sunlight to the left or the right. It just shines, that's all. And the one who needs it opens the windows or comes out of the home. So my task is just to shine, just to be in that stage. And in that stage, not only, you know, I become a bestower, but the entire world, all the souls get that benefit. So the second thing which Baba said today was that use this knowledge. Use this knowledge. Churn, contemplate. We all know this is confluence age. We all know that what is our task at this time. But we don't go deeper into that. We get so much engrossed in our, you know, worldly activities. Even if we are living in the centers, we are dedicated for this task. Sometimes we get so much engaged in this thing, that thing, so many other things, considering that to be the major part of life and, you know, neglecting this major role of remaining connected with the Almighty. So Baba said, you are knowledgeful. Use this knowledge. Then the third thing Baba said was, not only you are knowledgeful, but you are also Master Almighty. Not only you understand what to do according to time, and what is the benefit if I do it, but you also have the power. Use the powers. Which power we need to use for this? The power to change the expansion into essence and essence into expansion. Power like the tortoise. Yeah? When I need, I use my organs. When I don't need, I change into essence. I stabilize into essence. When I need, I use my organs. When I don't need, I withdraw. Use this power. So we say we are Master Almighty, but are we using these powers? But we can use these powers only when we have a clear aim and a clear focus. When we understand the importance of it, realize the importance. And we don't do because, you know, we don't realize the importance. Then we find hundreds of excuses. We have to do this and that and third and fourth and fifth. So this is why Baba says, sometimes sit with yourself and ask yourself, do you realize what is your role at this given point of time? I was, you know, when I was thinking about this theme, a thought came to me about Mahatma Gandhi. He was an ordinary man, like all the people. But when he realized that he has to liberate his nation, give freedom to his nation, this realization gave him the power of purity. You know this? The history says he adopted celibacy by living with his family because he realized that he has to use his powers for liberating his nation from the foreign rule. You know, this is the power of realization. So when I realize the importance of time, then I realize what is my duty at this time. And this duty is not just for my sake, it is for the sake of the entire humanity. But because we don't realize, we remain a little bit careless about it. Then further, Baba said that this is the first lesson which was taught to you. The first lesson. And because it is the first lesson, the first lesson is generally not forgotten. It is easy. If we learn something in our childhood, you know, we don't forget it throughout the life. And in our spiritual childhood, the first lesson taught to us was that who you are. But it is a wonder that we forget it. Though what we learn in our Laukik childhood, we don't forget it ever. But in this spiritual childhood, what we learned, we forget because it is such a lesson which requires revision, practice. That lesson of Laukik childhood is not forgotten because it is repeated a number of times. Our parents, our elders make us repeat that lesson. For example, what is my name? We will never forget it. to which family we belong, we never forget it. Even in dreams we remember that. But we forget who am I because we don't repeat it with ourselves. Baba repeats it. But we with ourselves we don't repeat it. And this is why Baba said, the most important thing is practice. Practice, practice and practice. But yes, it requires some kind of commitment. And you need to practice it again and again, again and again. Whenever you have a free moment, again practice it. And another thing what I was thinking was, if we just go deep into this aspect, then our real nature is of silence. We have come from Paramdham. Every day we go in the stage of silence, this way or that way, we go to sleep. Because it is our nature of silence. But we forget our real nature, and we have made our nature of coming into sound too much. So Baba says, return to your original nature. It should become for you as natural, as easy, as it is easy for you now to come into sound. So the essence of the whole thing is, if we want to become the master of our mind and intellect, we have to use the gift of divine intellect. Understand what is the time in the world clock. Now, not only Baba is saying about it, but people are saying. Though Baba has not declared the date, and Baba will not do that, but people have even declared at least the year. Maybe somebody has declared even the date. Yes? If we take into consideration that aspect, what people say, 2012. So, and we ask ourselves, you know, have we done enough that within this little period of 2 years, we will become karmatit? Is it this time will be enough for us that we will become karmatit? The answer can be yes, the answer can be no. It depends upon how much now I begin to make the effort. How much deeply now I realize it. Yesterday I was in the Kumaris retreat. They have the topic of experience the joy of flying. Yeah? So I was telling them, you know, for flying you need wings. And the wings have to be enough powerful so that you can go higher and higher. And so our wings are the wings of knowledge and yoga, right? Knowledge and yoga. So we need to make these wings very strong. And for that, we have to, you know, give a lot of nourishment of knowledge. But what do we see is that if we really want to make this wing of knowledge stronger and powerful, then we should come flying to the class. We should come flying to the class, because it is here I will get nourishment of knowledge, to make my wing of knowledge stronger. But what do we observe is, you know, leave aside the places from where we are coming, even here, while being in Madhuban, in Gyan Sarovar, we have to cover a distance of hardly half a kilometer or maybe less, even if we take the last Rajrishi Bhavan, from there to come to Harmony Hall. A little distance. But even then, so many Brahmins don't reach on time. Yoga is over, even the half the Murli is over, and we are still coming. What does it mean? That we don't realize. We don't realize the importance of time. We have spent so much time, you know, we took leave from the jobs, came from different parts of the world here, covered such distances, spent a lot of money, reached in Madhuban, for what? For becoming powerful. But are we making efforts to become powerful? How can I become the master of my mind and intellect if I don't become powerful? Why I come late in the class? Because I don't use my divine intellect. The swan is the symbol of divine intellect. And the quality of swan is not only to know what is right and what is wrong, not only to decide, but to make the right choice, to pick up the right, to do the right action, to pick up the pearl and leave the pebbles. This is swan. And Baba gives us the title of holy swan. Not only I know what is right, but I have the power to do the right. Why I become careless? Because I don't use my divine intellect. Yes, you agree? Agreed? We have this gift, but this gift is lying somewhere in the shelf. Under lock and key. Not using it. Baba says, the more you use it, the powerful it will become. In Laukic life, people compare the brain with the knife, you know. They say that the more you use the knife, the sharper it becomes. And if it remains lying somewhere, it becomes rusted. The more you use, not brain actually, the divine intellect, the sharper it becomes. It becomes more sparkling. And if it keeps lying somewhere, it becomes covered with dust, you know. I have it or not have it, doesn't matter. Use that divine intellect. That is wisdom. Use it. Then we become powerful, and then we are able to take our mind and intellect wherever we want to take it. I want to focus it on some task, I do it. Full attention. What is attention actually? If my mind and intellect are under my control, I am attentive. Why my attention goes here and there? Because my mind and intellect are not under my control. Why I am not able to grasp something and the other one is able to do that? Because the other one is attentive and I am not. It's not that that person is sharper than me, he's brilliant than me. No, it's not because of this. It is because of attention or lack of attention. And attention or no attention is because of having that realization or no realization. Look, Brahma Baba, the moment he understood that I am a soul, he began to practice it. Because he realized that without this awareness, without this consciousness, I can't become karmatit. And he became karmatit 40 years ago. Yes? And so we all have to follow the Father. And this is why we need to do it more and more. Yes, do you agree the importance of it? Do you realize that it is needed? As you today, yesterday and today heard the experience of this has like a little, you know, like become a part of the history. These 3 days, 3.5 days silence retreat, which was, you know, done by 7 sisters. Now, there is a group of another 8 sisters. They also want to do the same thing. Because we realized it, actually. You know, the more we keep our mind and intellect in that elevated stage, in that high stage, the more easy it becomes to fulfill your worldly responsibilities. The more you are at the gross level, the difficult it is to fulfill the worldly responsibilities. It takes hard labor. It takes more time. And even after that, there may be satisfaction or not satisfaction. But when you are in that high stage, then the things are done quicker and better. So therefore, there was a thought, you know, because we have now 2 retreats going on for Kumaris and for mothers, for the rest of the Brahmins to have the 3 days silence retreat. Anyway, 8th, 9th and 10th, we don't have to go anywhere. Mount Abu is closed. No marketing, no hospital, no going to Panda Bhavan or going to Shantivan, nowhere. So we are here in this cave. So along with that, we will make the cave of introvertness, the silence retreat for 3 days. How many of you would like to join that silence retreat? Will you please raise your hands? Mm-hmm. Good, very good. So we will start it from tomorrow. Tell you the program tomorrow, okay? So, this is actually the essence of the whole thing, that the more and more we use our divine intellect for our every action. In other words, the more we use the knowledge, the wisdom given by Baba to us for our every action, starting from getting up to going to bed, the more our mind and intellect remain under our control. It's as simple as it is. Just use that wisdom which Baba has given for every action. Okay? So now let us, for the next 30 minutes, do this drill. We will go according to the command to that place where we want to go. So, sit straight. Thank you. as straight as possible so that you are relaxed but at the same time alert, like the soldier. Open the eyes. I, the soul, the master, the master of mind and intellect. I, the king, I occupy my seat, my throne, in the center of my forehead. I see myself as a sparkling, shining star. Brilliantly radiating light and might. A shining point of divine light. I am a powerful soul. Almighty Father, I am a knowledgeful soul, the child of the ocean of knowledge. I am a wise soul, the child of the wisest of the wise. I am an enlightened soul, very clearly recognize what I need to do at this present time. Elevated role, the role which I have to play with God the Father. The role
of bestowing peace and power to the souls of the entire world. The role of giving mukti and jivan mukti. My father, to be with him, and from there to send the rays of peace to this entire world. Within a second, in a fraction of a second, reach the world of light. I am with my father. So close to him. My divine vision, I am just looking at my father. I follow him and shine and sparkle as brilliantly as my father. Full of love and mercy for all the souls of the world. It is as if I am sitting on the top of this genealogical tree, along with the seed. And the entire tree is getting the nourishment. feels so nice, so pleasant, just beside with Baba. Baba's powers and my powers, both are helping the world. I am serving the tree, but I am with the seed. I am in my seed stage. In the stage of fullness. In the stage of perfection. From my home of light, I descend down like an incarnation. I again occupy my seat in the center of the forehead and look around. How the atmosphere has become powerful and peaceful. Through my eyes, the rays of light and might fill the atmosphere with peace, love, power, and joy. I feel happy that I can do something for the welfare of the world. And in this state of happiness, I decide to go to the subtle world, to the angelic regions, does not take even a fraction of a second, and I reach there. In the world of silvery white light, see in front of me Bab Dada. with a beautiful smile. Come, my sweet child, my benevolent child, my beloved child, come. You are my true child. The world server. My eyes are focused on Bab Dada's eyes. From Baba's eyes, I receive a signal to go around the world and to serve it. And I, with Bab Dada, on the wings of purity and love, angels of light, the angels of purity, the angels of love, fly and fly. From whichever place we pass, that place becomes full of happiness, joy, purity. How beautiful to be with Baba and to serve the world. Having served the world, I return back to the subtle region along with Bab Dada. I just want to be with Baba. I want to experience this bliss of being with God. Face to face. from the subtle region, I once again go back to my home, to the highest abode, the abode of silence, the abode of golden red light. The original home, the home of my father. In the highest stage, in the original stage, in the seed stage. Om Shanti. So now you will go for dinner, but while walking, moving, sitting, keep this aim of remaining there. And when you perform action, remember that you have come down from there for a temporary time to perform this action and again go back. Do this drill till you go to bed. Om Shanti.